Okay, here is read number one. For 1510 Milwaukee and 1580 Madison, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers yesterday announced plans to celebrate the state's historic role in the women's suffragette movement as we approach the 100th anniversary. Wisconsin was the first state to ratify the 19th Amendment, giving women the right to vote on June 10, 1919. Former Milwaukee School Board President Michael Bonds was charged in federal court yesterday with being involved in an alleged bribery scheme involving a company that operated several charter schools, including one in Milwaukee. And former Packers legend Forrest Gregg has passed away. Gregg, who Vince Lombardi called the finest player he ever coached, went to the Pro Bowl 9 times and was inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. He was 85. You're listening to WRRD and WTTN. Okay, here's read number two. For 1510 Milwaukee and 1580 Madison, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. A 25-year-old Milwaukee man was killed yesterday when a vehicle being chased by a sheriff's deputy slammed into his car at 13th and Morgan on Milwaukee's south side. The Foxconn company is planning to buy a building in downtown Madison to create another innovation center there. A pharmaceutical processing company on Milwaukee's northwest side is shutting down, which will put about 265 people out of work. And Senator Bernie Sanders is holding a big rally in Madison this afternoon. If you can't be at the event, you can hear it here live with the Devil's Advocates beginning at about 5 p.m. Forecast for Milwaukee and Madison tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the low 30s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, with highs in the mid 40s. You're listening to WRRD and WTTN. Okay, here's read number three. For 1510 Milwaukee and 1580 Madison, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers yesterday announced plans to celebrate the state's historic role in the women's suffragette movement as we approach the 100th anniversary. Wisconsin was the first state to ratify the 19th Amendment, giving women the right to vote on June 10, 1919. And former Milwaukee School Board President Michael Bonds was charged in federal court yesterday with being involved in an alleged bribery scheme involving a company that operated several charter schools, including one in Milwaukee. Bonds is accused of taking bribes totaling $6,000 to vote for policies beneficial to the company from 2014 to 2016. You're listening to WRRD and WTTN. Okay, here is read number four. For 1510 Milwaukee and 1580 Madison, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. A 25-year-old Milwaukee man was killed yesterday when a vehicle being chased by a sheriff's deputy slammed into his car at 13th and Morgan on Milwaukee's south side. The 18-year-old man driving the fleeing vehicle and two women jumped out of the vehicle after the crash and began to run. Deputies arrested the three people and found a gun and drugs in their car. The 25-year-old victim died at the scene from his injuries. An investigation is being done by the Milwaukee Police Department. And the Brewers were off last night after being swept by the Angels earlier this week. They start a weekend series with the National League champion Dodgers tonight in Los Angeles. Outside tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the low 30s, mostly sunny tomorrow, highs in the mid 40s. You're listening to WRRD and WTTN.